Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dark Tribute by Iris Johansson, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. Prologue. Wolfgang Auditorium for the Performing Arts, Charlotte, North Carolina. The white lace gown Cara Delaney was wearing tonight was all wrong, John Svardak thought. But it should be fine once it was soaked with blood. He slowly crushed the program in his hand as he gazed down from his box seat at the young violinist on stage. Cara Delaney had the audience in the palm of her hand. Or perhaps that wasn't quite the term those tone-deaf critics would use to refer to her, since they were calling her the most brilliant violinist to come along since Yehudi Menuhin. They'd probably say that it was that magic bow that was holding those fools in the audience captive. Why couldn't they see that she was nothing? He thought angrily. They had no idea what true artistry was about. She stood there with her long dark hair and olive skin, dressed in that white lace gown that made her look like a young Juliet, and let the music pour out of her to touch everyone in the audience. She was all passion and reaching out and becoming one with the entire world. It was disgusting. There should be control. The musician should stand above and superior when dispensing the perfection of their gifts, as Anna had done. Cara Delaney looked as if she wasn't aware there was anything but the music itself. She was truly unworthy of all that adulation. And he had clearly been right to mark her for destruction. But her music was disturbing him, and he had to close it out. It was too wrong. It made him feel things that he must not feel. Things Anna...